Lizzie and Whipper.
Podcasters, welcome. We're on. This is exciting. Huge podcast for your listening pleasure right now. So many great things. Sarah, what's on the podcast today?
It's a really good question. Fitz, I'll toss to you. What do you reckon on
Fitz, it? What do you think on the podcast today?
What we're going to be delving into is the...
Sarah, what do you think on the podcast?
The inner workings of Michael Whipfley's mind. I'm sure they'll be exposed at some point. And Fitzy's grasp of the English language will no doubt hit the spotlight.
Well, I was going to talk about climate change.
Oh, were you? Is that what you want to do?
I was going to talk about that.
I was going to talk about spicy baked beans.
The New South Wales Premier just resigned as well. That's a big topic.
That's a big topic. Will we talk about that?
And
probably
euthanasia.
Not.
I thought we might
That's
go
heavy.
Down that track.
That's really heavy.
I know, it's
tough. They all love Hello Kitty. I think it's great.
What? No, you completely misunderstood. Sarah. You were thinking
euthanasia.
Three different words.
Euthanasia. Sarah.
Choice of death.
Sorry.
And Hello Kitty is still very popular, even if are dying.
Take this opportunity to thank Sarah for all her efforts on the show she's done.
See
you've
guys.
Been an amazing.
Good luck with your next job.
Good on you, love.
Coming up next, stuff.
Hey, are you guys happy with your nose?
Oh, I've always thought mine's a little on the large.
It is a bit bulbous at the end.
Yeah, a bit
your
bulbous.
Bulbous, is that the word?
Biggish nose, slowly moving towards that larger alcoholics looking nose.
Has anyone ever broken their nose?
I've had it busted, but I've had it reset as well when I had a snoring operation.
Right.
Is that code for you had a little bit of the bone chisel?
I had
adenoids. Cosmetic.
I had my adenoids cut out of my nose.
You've got a pretty big nose.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I was honestly going to be like, I'm happy with my nose.
Yeah.
Until now. And now I'm not happy with my nose.
Yeah, yours is really shiny as
well. Oh, okay. Whoa.
With your forehead.
Something the brakes.
Sarah, yours is petite. Yours is pretty good.
Yeah, well, I've only got little features, so it would look weird to have a big nose, but I'd still get something done to it if I could.
Yeah, you could fix it a bit. There's sort of a ski jump on the end.
Well, here we go.
No, there isn't.
This is new. And guys, it's an instant nose job in 30 seconds.
What?
It's something that you've got to stick up your nose. It's a temporary nose lift device, right, Sarah? Here's some of the photos. Now, it's inserted into the nose to perfect its size and shape. Now, it can fix a variety of nasal shape problems. So and bulbous is one of them,
that's
Whip,
me,
so this can help
bulbous,
you out.
Bulbous man.
But it can help flat noses, wide noses, hook noses, droopy noses, crooked noses, flaring nostrils, upturned noses, dorsal humps. What are dorsal humps? That's a dolphin, isn't it?
Yeah. God.
Oh, so if it's more like a snout, like a
side humps.
No.
Is side humps on your nose like side boob?
Is it like these?
Not as sexy. It's not so much a turn on. You don't go to the beach looking for it.
Oh, now,
look at the side humps on his nose.
The only thing I'm going to show you the photos here, Sarah, but the only thing is that doctors have warned you not to do this because it can have some long-term effects. But this girl,
what is it?
So she sticks it up her nose. It's like a long thing. That would be so uncomfortable.
Is it like a clamp?
Right. And then, okay, so see her nose there has been lifted in 30 seconds.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, but see, that her nose there is a bit bulbous. It's a little bit fat in that area there, but now it's beautiful it's lifted up.
Oh, it looks like a bird's beak.
Does it pinch you on the inside? What's it doing up there?
Basically, what it is... Oh, how do you explain it? It's like a peg, right?
Yeah.
That you put up your nose and it sort of lifts your nose out.
Okay.
So it's pushing your nostril out, lifting your nose up, and just basically filling your nose
in. God, what a door, Michael Jackson. I mean, do you have to buy a certain peg to have the certain look?
Well, you'd probably need a peg to hold the whole nose on.
To hold the whole nose on, or just attach it to your glasses. Okay, well, are you going to try those out? Can we do a before and after with Fitzy's peg nose?
Well, no, we can't. Professor Richard Harvey has come out and said this is going to do permanent damage to your nose. And you got a blood nose the other day, so you wouldn't be able to do it.
I didn't know what was going on.
No, I didn't either. I thought I was dying.
Do you know what I've tried?
So we've had pink eye in here.
Yeah,
you've had a blood nose. What's happening next? Millie, don't. Magic Millie's laughing.
What have you got, Magic
You don't know
Millie?
What you've got. You could have dengue fever's back.
Oh, is
it? Did you hear about that?
Dengue fever?
It's still hanging around.
Ebola's still popular.
And there was a doctor that was saying Zika.
Zika's
nothing.
That was 2016.
Dengue is still the one that we've got.
All right.
Can you go get checked out, Magic Millie?
If you wouldn't mind. You're looking a bit pale. Get on to that.
How long did it last? Did it last? How long? Did it last? I really need to know.
Sarah's got an amazing voice.
No, I don't.
You bring
a terrible
it down.
Voice.
I feel like when we sing, we connect, Sarah. Like, that was something special.
It is special.
You want to go for the top, or you guys
want
to hear that again?
No, please don't make us do it again. I actually hate singing that, but you look at me.
You're the Kenny Rogers Dolly Parton.
No, we're more Sonny and Cher. We're more Sonny and Cher.
Or who was Linda Ronstadt with?
Oh,
his name.
Geez, that's an old reference.
We're more Kylie and Jason.
Yes, we can
Aren't
do that.
We?
I love Kylie.
Especially for you.
Mm. Does that mean I'm going to go on to great success and you're going to disappear
and
into the universe?
I've got a drug habit and moved to the UK.
I'd say you guys are more Mariah Carey and James Packer.
Oh!
I am not that crazy.
I'll take the money. Thank you, sir. All right, you know how this works. It is the best of five this morning. Can I make that clear? Your name is your buzzer. Last year, God, you just wiped the floor with the big guy, sir.
Well, no, I thought you batted up a pretty competitive effort.
Yeah, competitive doesn't mean win. You are the reigning champ here, sir. Here we go.
Yep.
First off, this couple, how long did it last? Gary Sweet and Joanna Griggs. Of course, we all love Griggsy. They had a couple of kids together. Griggsy, regular and friend of this show. The question
is... Did they have kids together?
Yeah, they did have kids together. I'll say 5 years.
How long did it last?
I'm
going to
go 7 years.
From 1995 to 1999, 4 years. Ryan, first off, Farazi, good start.
Well done.
Okay.
Great start.
Next one. Prince Harry and Cressida Bernice, is it?
Cressida,
that's right.
There was a bit of a deliberation whether this segment comes back at all in 2017.
You know what it is? It's fun to play along.
But you've got to do a bit of research, mate.
Give us a call if you're enjoying it. How long did it last?
Yeah, 4 years.
You want to go for 4 years?
Oh, no, nowhere near that. I'm going to say 2 years.
They met at through another royal member of the royal family.
Yeah.
And a month later, it was all on. Turning up to parties, they were everywhere. It was 2 years. Ryan Fitzgerald, two at this stage.
This is outstanding. I'm so embarrassed.
Maybe spend his holidays polishing up on how long did it last.
Stop reading
he loves
NW.
The segment.
Back
off the papers,
I forgot
mate.
About it. December last year, and I didn't know it was coming back until today.
Right. Here we go. You know what? If Fitzy takes this, he wins, Sarah.
Oh, I can't let
you
win.
So do your best. Here we go. Joel Edgerton and Kathy Freeman.
Oh, this is... I'm going to say 6 months.
You remember them as a couple?
6 months. It wasn't very long at all.
I can tell you it started back in 2002.
I wanted this relationship to work. No. I thought it was I love Joel Edgerton, and Kathy is just
couple
the queen of,
great
of the track.
18 months.
What did you go with?
I went with 6 months.
It was 3 years. Sarah, you're back in the game.
Yes.
3 years.
3 years they lasted, 2002 to 2005. Outstanding work. All right, Shane Warne and Simone. How long were they married together?
Oh, God.
How long did it last? What do you want to go with? Three
seven
kids?
Years.
I'll go 8 years.
It was 10 years. Frizzy, you've taken it out. He's got it. How long did it last? Hand the baton over. What a great segment.
How long did it last? How long did it last? I really need to know.
We are one team member down this morning.
Sad day. It started yesterday when we wandered into the office, looked at Tommy, and my God, I've never seen an eye pinker than that.
My pink eyed boy.
Pink eyed boy. I assume someone had done something on his pillow.
Is the Limp Bizkit one in there? That's one of my favorites.
Nobody knows what it's like to have a contagious disease.
Yeah, not like this.
Behind pink eye.
I mean, yesterday, he went to the doctor. The doctor said, my God, go nowhere near your colleagues, you are the most selfish man on the planet. Yeah. It's highly contagious. It looked disgusting. It was oozing. I'm going to use the word pus.
Okay, stop. It wasn't oozing.
No, using
oozing.
The word pus. And then Tommy, Fitzy on a group message yesterday just started sending around pictures of infected eyes.
Sarah, when you hear the word conjunctivitis,
yep.
It's one of the most contagious diseases in the world.
And
Sarah, he's right next to you. He was there. See that microphone there? Have we sprayed that with Glen 20?
No, but do you know, ever since he sent me the text from the doctor saying, Sarah, he thinks it's conjunctivitis, I can't stop twitching and touching
my eyes.
My
have been watering. They're stinging, yes. And I'm thinking, don't. Imagine if I had.
Yuck.
Can we call him? I mean, he's probably looking at this as a day off resting his weeping eye.
Yeah.
He's off having coffee and breakfast with his kid and his wife.
It's not like he's aching or anything, is he? And he's crook.
Do you know what I think's happened? He's changed a nappy and wiped his eye. And
what do you know?
Oh, no.
Hello, Tom speaking.
Don't speak into the phone too loud because we don't want to get pink eye.
Yeah, and the phone doesn't want to get pink button, mate. Just be careful. Have you infected your entire family?
Oh, how fantastic to hear from you.
All right, so are you changing a nappy or did Inga do something on the pillow? How did you get this?
Look, I went to the doctor and I'm upset that this has become a bit of a thing because
it's horrible.
I went on Facebook last night and saw that you'd put together a video of all my pink eye highlights. Which is a terrible montage of awful song parodies you've done around my
pink eye
disease.
Tommy, I think it's probably only fair. It's probably only fair that you give your address up. We know you live in Kirribilli, but it's not fair that the rest of the building sleeps comfortably in their bed, not knowing that you could be infecting them.
Tommy, I think you should be quarantined, right? And I think it should be in the middle of the city in a glass building where people can just walk past on their way to work and just go, oh, there's that pink eye
disease,
guy.
Disease.
Is it any better this morning, mate, or did you wake up and it was just...
No, look, it's actually, together. I went to the doctor yesterday because I was worried that I had infected you guys and you guys had hate me forever. Mm-hmm. And they gave me some eye drops, which ironically are called FML, which I think is quite an appropriate
FML?
Eye drop to FML. which, you know, some people would know the meaning of.
Yes, of course.
So, look, guys, I'm on the mend, but they said it was, you know, a bit of a system shutdown, a bit too much, you know, stress at work.
Too many parties,
like that,
mate.
So.
Tommy, there was talk yesterday that you were saying something about a remedy, a home remedy that you can put into your eye to fix it.
Yeah, this was me trying to help Tommy out, and I'm not sure if he tried it overnight, but what I said to Tommy was, here's the home remedy that we found, right? We found this from this blogger Fitz, and it said, warm up 1 tablespoon of raw milk over the hot stove till it's warm. Then you mix in a tablespoon of raw unpasteurized honey, stir it, 2 to 3 drops of the solution into the affected eye. They did this as a test. The next morning, the girl walked into the bathroom. The pink eye had gone white again and back to normal.
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, my
God. Home remedies are the way forward here. Don't worry about FML.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I must.
Did you try it?
Can you try that first, Whip?
I don't have the issue.
Disgusting.
I'm not the infected homeless-looking one.
Well, not yet. You know, give me a day with you and I'll be all over you, spreading. So to speak.
I assume your wife hasn't touched you.
No, she hasn't, but that's been a few years now before the disease. So,
and what about Lewis? Has he touched you?
His name's Louis. You've forgotten that. But no, he's fine. So it's just me in a bedroom by myself, you know, crying myself to sleep and checking Instagram.
Tommy, you might have to tune in later on. Now that you're up, it's good to know that you're up because...
thanks. Love the show.
Just before 8 o'clock today... Wither and I thought it might be, because we work in the radio industry, it might be good to get some advice and ring some other radio stations and ask for advice that another employee's got pink eye.
It's also a public warning.
What we should do. So we rang a couple of talkback stations. So you can hear that later on, Tommy.
Well, I really appreciate you keeping this disease on the down low.
Always here for you. You know what I'd love to do? Tommy, we've given you the milk and we've given you the honey home remedy.
Yeah.
I want to do more home remedies 13, 24, 10. So if anyone else, it doesn't have to be just for conjunctivitis. If it's something else that you got a home remedy
don't you rub tomato into sunburn?
Hello, Vera.
I don't know about that, but I know that if you cut a banana peel and put it on a wart, it disappears.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep a banana peel on a wart?
You put just cut a little bit of it, put it over the wart, and then put a bandage.
You know what?
Over
if you've got a pan, you know I saw.
No, it's not. I saw. Used to do it as kids.
I saw a documentary on this one. If you burn yourself, like on the stove, get potato skin, get a bandage, put the potato skin on the burn, and then wrap it. Around
13 24 10, give us a call if you've got home remedies. Pink Ivy, thanks for joining us, mate.
Just quickly, does this mean Tom time is cancelled for today? Because normally we do that Thursday 7:15.
Hallelujah!
Go back to bed, mate. Bye bye.
There we go. See you guys.
Sarah and St Clair, what's your home remedy to get rid of pink eye?
My home remedy for pink eye is like black tea.
Yep.
and then get a cotton ball and place it on the eye and do repeat that a few times with a clean cotton ball, and it clears it up within 2 days.
Wow.
Do you know what I love when people talk about their home remedies?
Mm.
How much passion they have behind
it. Because they're proud. It works.
It's worked for you, Sarah. So you just douse it in the black tea and just leave it on the eye so it's like a tea bag kind of thing.
Yeah. So don't put the tea bag on the eye.
Right.
Put the actual cotton ball, clean cotton ball. Okay. And I've got one for you, Whipper.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so you're prone to getting, like, big, festy-looking boils.
What?
Yeah, he is.
When did I ever have a boil?
The time you took a photo of it and sent it to me and asked me to show my sister, who's a doctor, and ask her if it's on your backside.
I don't remember.
Yeah, what have you got for a boil, sir?
All right, it's the warm milk method with some bread. Like, every time you've, like, dipped the bread in, soak it well, and keep it on the boil until it goes cool, and then get another piece of bread, dip it in the milk, and keep putting it on the boil, and it draws out all the pus.
Oh, you're having a laugh, sir.
Like,
I'm not going to be sitting there with a piece of bread on my bum warm milk.
Well, that's because your bum would probably eat the bread.
Well, that...
Cormac's giving us a call from Campbelltown. Cormac, you've got a remedy for pink eye too, mate.
Yeah, hey guys, how you going?
Yeah, good. What have you got?
Babies get conjunctivitis, pink eye all the time.
Yeah.
And our kids got it. My wife looked up some on the internet and she tried this and it works really well. Like, cleared it up in a couple of hours. And that's squirting breast milk into the baby's eye.
Oh, Tommy's going to need to find a pregnant woman and ask if he can grab a little bit off the teat.
Inga could do it. Inga could do it.
I don't think Inga's feeding anymore, mate.
Oh.
So
it's
funny,
it's funny you should say about the milk and honey, because breast milk is... Sounds like it's the same thing, really.
Yeah. So 13, 24, 10, if you're a breastfeeding woman and you'd like to donate something to Tom's eye.
Well, that's the thing.
If you line it up, you could squirt it straight in.
It'd be weird walking into that room, wouldn't it? What are you guys doing?
What are you doing with your knees, Tommy? This is really odd.
Wow. Callum in Camden, what's your home remedy, Callum?
Hi, I've got one for migraines, not necessarily pink eye.
This is you, sir.
Yeah, yes. Headaches. What do you got for us?
Yeah, fill up a bowl of water. Cold water and add ice to it.
Yep.
Then just place your hands in it and let them sit.
That's how you wet the bed, Callum.
No, that's warm water.
You put your hands in a bowl of cold water and it'll ease a migraine.
Yep.
Oh, Callum, is that a family remedy or you just saw that on the internet, Callum?
No, I've done it before. I saw it on the internet and did it, and it worked.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Callum. Pat, welcome to the show. What's your home remedy?
G'day, boys. Am I still in time for the 6 o'clock club?
No, you just snuck in.
You've snuck in. Do you want a key ring, Big Pat?
Yes, please, mate.
494 coming your way, Pat.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, Patty.
This might not work for pink eye, but for mouth ulcers it will. Bit of Vegemite on the mouth ulcer.
Oh, vitamin B. You get a lot of ulcers, Fitz.
I get ulcers.
Fitzy does because he's run down.
Okay, for people out there who get ulcers as well when you get run down, I was getting one every 2 weeks and I was freaking out. The doctor said there's nothing that you can do, but my sister got me onto probiotics.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, what's that ad on television with
the little blue probiotics.
In a health plus.
I'd take that. It works well, yeah.
So, yeah, you can get something similar to that and you can get more, you can get stronger probiotics.
Yeah.
I have one of those a day now. Ulcers all gone.
Yeah, Pat's saying, you can put Vegemite in your mouth.
Yep.
Works the same with donuts as well and pies if you have an ulcer. I get lots of ulcers.
No, you didn't say that at all. Instagram and Facebook with your partner. And look, you've got to admit that when you go on there, this is why Instagram is, because it makes your life look so happy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where really it's not always bells and whistles, is it?
Never.
And you're not going to put up photos of your screaming kids.
Well, why would you?
When you're having an argument with your partner.
This is the great debate, because people would say your Instagram page is misleading, right? What photos do you put up on the shelf? I mean, this is what the modern day version is. What photos do you hang above your mantelpiece? You have photos of good times. That's why people smile.
That's right.
So to try and portray real life, and you know, you're this popularity of a mummy blogger out there going, this is me without makeup, this is God, there's poo everywhere, and all of that, yes, there's a bit of reality, but you try and put up nice photos.
Yeah.
It's the general idea.
Well, a relationship counsellor has come out and said that the people that look like they love each other the most and put up the most photos on Facebook and Instagram, they're the ones that probably hate each other's guts.
I disagree. That's a horrible thing to say.
She said, often it's the people who post the most who are seeking validation for their relationship from other people on social media. The likes and comments can be so validating that when someone is really struggling in their relationship, that's where they get their up from. Reading all the comments going, you guys look so cute together.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, beautiful dress. Wow, I just love the way that he looks into your eyes. Mm-hmm. As soon as that shot's finished, Sarah, it's like, get out of my face.
See, I only put a picture up if I'm feeling that...
That moment.
Yeah, I don't put it up to make myself feel better about it. I put it up because I feel so happy about something that I want to share it. Yeah. Otherwise, don't put it up there.
I know what you mean, because it would be the simple way of saying that people try harder when they're trying to mislead. Mm. And if you do too much lovey-dovey, you're going over the top to try and convince people and probably yourself. But if you look at, say, my photos from the summer, right, we had the whole family, we'd hired a house, it was 7 adults and 4 kids under the one roof. Mm. It looked like a fun time.
Didn't really.
Mate, it was chockers. Mm. Like, it was. I didn't sleep. I was on the couch.
Yeah.
Jack was rolling every hour. I was awake. I was exhausted. It wasn't so much fun.
That's what we should start putting up photos, right, when you do go away with the family on holidays and stuff and with your partner. You know, when you ask someone, can you just take a photo? And De Groot's a big one for this one. Matty De Groot likes to make out he's having a good time.
Oh, so yeah,
he'll have a beer in his hand and he'll go, okay, in 3, 2, 1. Take a photo now.
Yep. Then he hands the beer back and he goes home and cries.
Why don't we? I think we should do it the other way around.
Putting horrible hate photos
up. I might ask Huey when BJ and I are having a huge argument, can you take a photo when Mummy and Daddy are yelling at each other?
Get a video, no less.
That's not bad.
Just to show, portray a real relationship, you know what I mean?
So just photos of Lisa and I in separate bedrooms, one sweating because they don't have aircon on.
Yeah, have you fixed that yet?
What? Separate bedrooms. It's not a problem.
It is, to say it
needs fixing would suggest there's an issue.
Okay, which one of us has been divorced?
You. Ooh.
Separate beds.
That was different.
It's not a good
Well, our
start.
Relationship, if I had any question over it, I would make something happen.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't
take
question
me home,
it, though.
Divorce road what? To the place.
No, yeah. Separate beds is the way
you're
forward.
You're both great as individuals. When I see you, in the same space and we talk to you separately when Gary and I come over, I know you're both happy people, but are you happy together?
Yeah separately is best. There's so many people that would say that separate beds are healthy for your relationship.
Well, Benji Marshall and Zoe do it. Benji Marshall and Zoe Marshall do it.
You get your best sleep, right? So then when I'm with the family and we're together, she gets the best of me.
I like sleeping next to BJ because if someone comes into the house, I can use her as a shield.
Huh? Oh, that's not... Says Justin Bieber, first up this morning, had a crack at an ex, am I right?
Yeah, Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. So she's started dating The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And they were papped in a car park, I think it was in LA, really going for it, making out. Anyway, he's called her an opportunist and said she only dates men who can help her career.
Oh, give me a break.
A little bit rough.
I agree with it.
A little bit rough.
Do you know what's funny in that circle with all that crew? Is that if you do have some success, you get one of the girls from that squad.
Well, you don't get one. Taylor doesn't hand them out.
And they just go around. So whoever's popular at the moment, you'll find that one of the girls like Gomez or Swift will come and turn up and say, hey, why don't we have dinner?
Well, things would be pretty awkward in the squad because Bella Hadid, who's in the squad, plus Gigi Hadid. Bella used to date The Weeknd and has since unfollowed Selena.
That's what I mean,
on Instagram.
Just shift them around.
No,
it's like a chessboard.
He didn't.
Oh, dear. Guys, Ed Sheeran, I love this story. He has been asked if he wants to be a father, and he said he wanted to be a dad like last year was his thing. So he's been dating this girl, Cherry, for 2 years. Mm. They're absolutely in love. They're living together. Clearly, babies and marriage are on the cards. He also, though, has revealed that the home that they live in that he built has a pub underneath it that you can only get to from an underground tunnel.
Oh, that is awesome!
Isn't it?
Is that true or not?
Apparently, because he said his rationale behind it was that if he has a house party, he wants all his mates sort of in one area. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want them around where the kids would be.
Because, you know, there's these big rumours that are going around, right? The Playboy Mansion. The next door, one of the next door neighbours is Jack Nicholson, the actor.
Yep.
There's a rumour going around that there's a tunnel from Jack Nicholson's house straight over to the Playboy Mansion. So whenever there's a party on, he gets a text message from Hugh and he just goes into the tunnel and he just pops up next to the pool.
Jack's
isn't,
back.
Isn't that a bit weird? Like, Jack Nicholson, why wouldn't you just walk around through the front door?
And you know the other one? Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
No.
Genius. An amazing guy. Yeah. He's got a secret ice hockey rink under his house.
House. Under his house.
Did you make that story up?
He's got an ice rink.
Yep.
And under his house. I don't believe you. That's like a whole... Think of that size. That'd be bigger than your house.
And he's got a tunnel out of his house that goes to all the shops, right, to his supermarket, his hardware stores, so he doesn't have to be seen publicly because he's so embarrassed by his music.
When his pants are around his feet, he just goes through this tunnel and gets out.
Matt LeBlanc, who played Joey on Friends, obviously, and is the host of Top Gear in the UK, he was doing an interview and talking about how his 12-year-old daughter, all of her friends have started watching the TV show Friends, and they're all sort of enamoured by him, but his own daughter is totally disinterested, thinks dad's a bit of a dag, doesn't want anything to do with it, except when they're in the UK, and he took her to a Bruce Springsteen concert. They've gone backstage and she's met Prince Harry. Have a listen.
So Prince Harry, at the end of the night, gives my stepdaughter and my daughter like a kiss goodnight on the cheek. And they were both just floored. I got no kiss myself. I was really...
Pretty good way to be the cool dad, getting Prince Harry to give your daughters a kiss on the cheek.
Tough ass to organise Prince Harry, though, just to try and win the kids over.
Going to see the boss and then meeting Prince Harry, that's not a bad night.
It's a big night.
Standard night out.
Finally, if you're a fan of Will and Grace, the TV show, did you guys watch that?
Yeah, I watched a bit
of Will
and Grace.
Making that face like he's never seen it or heard of it.
Who watched Will
and
Grace?
It was one of the biggest TV shows on.
No, it's better than Sex and the City.
It's like that 70s show. Who watches that? And that other nerd show that runs around on TV.
Big Bang Theory. It's totally different
to that.
Who watches
the Big Bang Theory?
Are you kidding?
Oh, who goes, oh, God, I can't wait to get out of work. What time? I'll get home, I'll have a bit of dinner and settle in for the Big Bang
Channel
Theory.
Channel 9 do like a Big Bang Theory repeat. Well, love a repeat.
That's because it's the highest rating show on TV. God love it. But I don't watch that one. But Will and Grace, I was a massive fan. Anyway, it's coming back. It's just been announced. They're going to be doing 10 more episodes. So
awesome.
If you are a fan, watch it. Whipper, you won't be there.
Tommy, our producer's not here this morning. Shout out to Tom. Spoke to him before. Woke him up. He's got pink eye. Mm-hmm. We were a little bit disappointed, though, yesterday because he came in with the disease, contagious disease, and he wouldn't go home, refused to go home.
Yeah, but in his defence, when he arrived, he just looked like he had a bloodshot eye. It was getting progressively worse
throughout. He looked like a rabid
morning.
Dog. He looked like something that had been dragged in off the streets and hadn't slept for 10 days and needed a good feed and a wash.
Dr. Chris Brown, I think, would have thought about putting him down.
He would have put him down for sure. De-sexed him, then put him down.
Magic Millie's filling in this morning. And can I just say, Millie, I feel a bit uncomfortable at the moment because that microphone that you're talking on, Tom has been wiping himself all over that yesterday. It's contagious, Sarah.
It is, but he wasn't doing anything untoward with the mic, Millie. You are totally safe.
Yeah, but I just can't believe he came in with a pink eye to start with. And it was like someone had yelled out, the plague's in the building. Everyone just ran to the corners of this place and avoided him.
We told him to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he obviously wanted to keep it quiet. And when someone like our producer tells us to keep it quiet, we want to get it out there even more.
Bull to a flag.
So, Whipper, you decided to ring another radio station.
It felt like there was a public service required because I wanted people to know that in the Piermont area there's pink eye. So if you're coming into work and you start to rub your eye a bit, know that it's time for you to step out of your workplace as well. So I got on to Mike Williams, who does the early morning show, just to call through. I think I may have even got his name wrong to start with.
This is Wake Up Australia with Mike Williams.
Mike from Piermont. Hello, Mike. What's going on?
G'day, Matt. How are you, mate? You were talking about infectious disease and everything. I wanted to make you aware of a bit of a community announcement. Today, from our workplace yesterday, one of the staff members, Tommy, he came down with a bit of pinky stinky conjunctivitis.
Oh, dear.
And we all avoided him like the plague. He's not the cleanest living type of guy. But he won't be coming in today, and I just hope no one else in the workplace comes down with the mess that he found himself in yesterday. It was just horrible to look at.
Yeah.
You could almost smell it from across the room.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you. Well, people having breakfast now. But we get to your drift, Mike. Thank you for that.
Shout out to the team at 2GB this morning, just spreading the word and the disease.
I went a different tack. I actually wanted to speak to someone else in the industry, Sarah, who works in radio, about bacteria in the studio, because you know what? A lot of people don't know. These microphones that we talk into, there's a lot of people that use them. Burnsy afterwards, DC, mm-hmm. Smallsy uses them. There's a lot of people that come in here. There's a lot of diseases going around.
Yeah, yeah.
So I decided to ring Graham Gilbert last night and get some advice from Graham Gilbert.
Good idea, mate.
About Tommy and expose Tommy a little bit more.
Evening, Brian.
How you going, Graham?
Good.
All right?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Graham, this one's a little bit outside the square, but our boss rocked up today. Unfortunately, he had pink eye, and he refused to go home, unfortunately, and he put everyone's health at jeopardy, and he may have spread the disease to anyone else at work.
Yeah, and people are told if you've got something like conjunctivitis or, you know, flu or colds or what have you, stay at home.
Yeah, exactly right. He's had a few problems downstairs over the years, and unfortunately, it sounds, by the sounds of it, he's dropped his gut somewhere and spread up into his eyes.
Is he the senior person at your workplace?
Well, yeah, in our area he is.
Oh, as I was going to say, it's a shame you couldn't have got somebody higher up to direct him to go home.
To be honest with you, we've been trying to get rid of him for a few years. We think it's hopeless, but hopefully this could be the nail in the coffin for the big fella.
Mm. All right, we wish you all the best at work, Brian.
So, Tommy, if you're listening, God, we helped you out earlier. An hour ago we gave you some natural remedies, and now we're letting everybody else know,
Tom,
that this is live.
Yeah, and Tom, if you open the door this morning and there's something that's on fire on the front door, please don't step on it. We've also set you up there as well. Can we talk? No, I cannot believe we haven't been reporting on this. Soldier Boy's having a fight with Chris Brown. A celebrity boxing match.
Give me a Soldier Boy song.
And mate, don't you know Soldier is spelled S-O-U-L-L-G-J-A.
Soldier.
Just creating a generation of ignorant spellers.
Soul man.
Yeah.
So he's a bit of a Fruit Loop. And obviously we know Chris Brown is as well. Mm. Those guys are having a bit of a celebrity boxing match. But the thing is, there's other boxers that have jumped on board and other rappers that are just getting in a part of the diss. They're getting on board as well.
Right, so sure.
50 Cent is having a go at Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's just actually brought out a new song. And he's had a crack at 50 Cent about it as well. And also, we've just received news. Mike Tyson is going to be training Chris Brown.
Mm.
So Soulja Boy's had a crack at Mike Tyson. To have a listen to the start of this.
Hey, what it do, yo, man? It's your boy Soulja Boy. I got a new dance for y'all. It's called Hit Him With The Draco. Hey, 50 Cent, what you talking about? You made all that money off vitamin water, Soulja then filed for bankruptcy. Yeah. You know I'ma knock Chris Brown out when I see him. Soldier.
Yeah, hit him with the Draco.
Oh, it's just another classic.
Is he saying hit him with some Draino?
Yeah, hit him with some Draino. Got a block drain? Hit him with some Draino. Got a block
thing.
Drain? Hit him with some Draino.
He's now a plumber. Hit him with some Draino.
Jason Busy Fingers.
Hey, lovely to see you, Soldier Boy. My toilet's blocked. Is there anything you can do? Hit it with some Draino.
What a strange twist.
So, okay, so Mike Tyson's jumped on board and Soulja Boy's had a bit of a crack at him as well. So what is instead of Mike Tyson reverting to violence, which is good because we know he's a dangerous man, he's decided to play Soulja Boy at his own game.
Uh-oh.
Mike Tyson's written a rap song.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Come on, mate.
It's unnecessary.
Have a listen to this.
I'm Mike Tyson, the greatest ever. Mayweather. Fair weather. Oh. Senior fights, man. A lot of hype, man. Soldier Boy's gonna wish he never took the fight, man.
I see your fight, man.
When you've got a bit of a lisp, but I don't think hip hop's the genre for you.
Don't rap. This is not for you.
Do you know what he sounds like there? You know when we throw the beat at you on the fly whips?
Mm-hmm.
That's how that sounded. One word to fill a line.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a battler. Hey, you know what?
Do a bit when is let's this? Do one now for Mike Tyson.
Yes.
With the lisp.
My name is Wesley. It's good to see ya. Sissy morning. We're doing slowbacks. Okay. Here at Nova. Like a party. Come on, Sarah. Why don't you dance with me? Well, if you play the beat, it's designed to make me look like a dickhead. And there you go. I have delivered for you.
Oh, well done.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more.
Tell me more.
You know how this works. We give you the headline. You got to demand what you find out more about. Katrina from Parramatta, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Yeah, we're good, Katrina. Okay, you got to listen to these headlines and choose what you want to hear more about. We will tell you more. All right, says
I'm far kicking
away.
It off. Headline reads: Maid of Honor makes wedding unforgettable and not in a good way.
Oh, I love hearing those stories. Meltdowns.
Bridezilla. what have you got, Risey?
Okay, my headline says: A beer has been designed specifically for you to take where? Question mark.
Oh, you've got my attention. All right, MDG, here we go.
Simple, honest. Headline says, elephants have found a new way to keep warm, and it's weird.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Yeah, many people are interested really in like elephant that. Facts, so I suspect this will be the winner.
Tell me more. No? Katrina will make that decision. Headline reads, gyrating mum sparks backlash after footage emerges of her teaching her toddler. What?
Oh, it's a Christine Whipfley story.
What?
Katrina from Parramatta, what headline would you like to go with?
I think I want to hear more about Sarah's and the Maid of Honor.
Oh, the wedding.
Yes.
All right,
you're
going to
love it. Maid of Honor makes wedding unforgettable and not in a good way.
All right, what happened?
I think it's more of a Maid of Dishonor. So Ryan and Jennifer Butler were getting married, and Amanda, that was Jennifer's Maid of Honor, took the focus away from the bride after getting arrested for larceny, battery, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and violation of probation. Basically, she drank an entire bottle of Fireball by herself. And within 20 minutes was fairly loose.
Wow.
She's stolen the groom's car keys from his pocket, attempted to drive his car away. He's jumped in the side to try and grab the handbrake.
Yep.
She's driven toward the parking lot. The door's open. He's hanging out. She's sort of whacking him. He's tried to put on the... finally pulled on the handbrake, sorry. Then she's gone back inside. The best man is trying to calm her down and she's punched him in the head.
Oh, wow.
She remains behind bars in lieu of a $25,000 bail.
My God, what a girl. That's the type of person you want. Not at your wedding, but someone else's wedding.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, I would pay money. Can we do that on Airtasker, Millie? Can we put up on Airtasker to find one of those wedding guests?
I mean, to be honest, it reminds me of the priest at your wedding, Sarah.
He'd had a few, hadn't he?
I reckon he'd tipped a few and he'd warmed up for the day.
Do you know what? What made it worse is that you egged him on and then you recorded him telling a joke where he was slurring a little bit.
After speeches, he came over to the table and introduced himself. Then he told a joke. Mm-hmm. That was at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then BJ and I had to pack up and leave at 11 o'clock. He was still going with the joke.
Same joke, yeah. And my phone had run out of battery.
He was a bit old.
We missed the punchline and came in at midnight. Can we fire off some love music? This is a bit of an interesting one. Mother of three. She's at a complete loss. You may have seen this overnight. After the discovery that her husband's cheating on her. This is the horrific
thing. Is
that
the story?
It's not a woman at work.
It happens every day.
And it's not the girl next door, Fitzy. What doesn't happen every day is the man is sleeping with the mum's daughter. Stepfather.
Right, okay.
I mean,
it's
when you
gross,
she's still
it?
In love, and she said, look, I need this guy in my life. He supports the family. But every now and then I just see text messages back and forth between the two of them. It's been going on for about a year. I don't know what to do now.
Mm.
I mean, could you imagine that moment? Since then, she said she doesn't know whether she feels sick having them around the table whenever they have a family dinner, knowing she can't get it out of her mind, as you would.
Oh.
Every time they look at each other, they're probably thinking, can't wait to jump your bones after dessert.
Oh, wait.
You know what I mean? Now, that's the reality of life, Josiah. Stop moaning in the background.
Well, no,
that's what people do.
He would just say, I don't need dessert. I've already got it.
But that would be admitting to the situation because she hasn't actually come out and said to them, hey, I know what's going on. You two are calling each other dessert.
Oh, right. So she hasn't said anything.
No.
But she wants to stay in the relationship with
this
guy.
She wants to try and make it work with this guy. And how do you sit down with your daughter and fight over the one guy?
Oh, no, you bring it up. That destroys a whole life with you. No, you and your daughter would never get along after that and the daughter would never know why. You have to bring that up.
Can you imagine you and your mum, Sarah, fighting over Gary?
My God, they were texting the other day and it really annoyed me.
About what?
They were sending photos back and forward about things.
It is on.
I know, except that mum's so bad on the phone, she sent it to a group chat with all of us. That's how I knew it was going on.
That's how you get busted.
Yes.
Mums like to talk about bodies and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, openly.
Like, you know, like mums, I reckon with this, like, sorry, Sarah, for saying this,
yeah,
but I reckon your mum's probably tried to bust Gary trying to get out of the shower or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, accidental walking.
No, they do. Mums do that.
Yeah, yep. Accidental walking.
And it's just like, oh, so sorry, Gary. Yep. So sorry. Yeah, excuse me, Mrs. Gilroy. You've been standing there for two minutes.
Yep.
Okay, you've apologised for coming into the room. What are you doing?
You make mum.
I'm so sorry,
put
Gary.
Put your camera down.
So, Gary, no, I just really want you to know I'm so sorry.
What are you staring
You're
for?
Making me feel uncomfortable now.
Stop
the amount
it.
Of times I've had a knock at the door when I'm in the shower and it's Gail De Groot.
Oh.
And poor Gail, and I'm just, you know, kind of, can you get out of my way? It's 4:30 in the morning, it's Gail, and you've got to wake the house up.
It's a very strong Gale too, I tell you.
Blowing a Gale. Tanil and Lamia. What's your story?
Good morning, gang.
Hi, Tanil.
I actually went to school with a girl. And this was in high school. She met a guy online dating and finished off year 12. We all lost touch, but they were one of those couples that you always thought, oh, they'll get married for sure.
Yep.
And it wasn't until about 3 or 4 years ago I bumped into her at the local supermarket. So I asked about the guy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got engaged.
Great.
And she met his father, who she hadn't met before, and their step siblings.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Can you imagine how awkward that was for me when she told me? What do you say to that?
Oh.
You say, oh, well, one in all it, I suppose. I don't know. Where do you go from that? God, look at the prices are down again.
What happens when you say in the bedroom or something, God, you're just like your father?
Oh, imagine calling the wrong name, Sam.
That's right.
That's
your
horrible.
Dad used to do that.
Oh, you're not as good as your dad.
No, come on.
You.
Yeah, but see, I mean, look, I know it's still gross, right?
John,
but
it,
let's say if your mum, I don't know, it's a tough one. If your mum's only just found a new guy, right, and then you fall for that, you're the daughter, so you're the stepdaughter.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose, no, they need to be married for you to be the stepdaughter, so they would have been in a relationship for a while.
Don't complicate it.
If you got into that relationship pretty quickly, though, is that still...
No,
it's not
fair,
wrong,
it's fair,
is it?
It's fair play, isn't it?
I mean,
it's a bit of meat amongst lions, you know what I mean?
But you are... Oh. I mean, you're upsetting your mum. You don't do that
you
to
don't
your
do
mum.
That
no.
to your mum. Even if she's a good kisser. You know what I mean?
Like Christine.
Whew! This is an interesting... And we've spoken about this quite a bit on our show. How you want to go out. I mean, have you sat down with your family before? I know we don't like talking about death, but you just don't know what's going to be around the corner.
I always thought I'd have a statue.
Of who?
Of me.
Geez, there'd be a fair bit of bronze in that, wouldn't there?
Yeah, but then you know...
Imagine carrying
Jeez,
it in.
It'd be heavy.
Put your back out.
Yeah, but then,
whoa.
You know, birds are going to poo
on
you.
It'd be heavier than the coffin that we're carrying out, I suppose.
That's not the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, right.
I mean, if you want
Would
to be
your body be
in some...
within it? Like, are you mummified
oh,
in
that
sense?
Oh, that's not bad. So, and then you just stand me up.
Yeah.
So bronze me all over and stand me
that's
up.
That's right.
That's how you'd get the most accurate shape, wouldn't
it?
So.
Unless I died from something where I was really thin at the end.
Could I ask a favour as a mate?
Go ahead,
Could you be cremated?
Why?
Because it'd be... I reckon you'd need quite a few people carrying that coffin.
Like coal, could you imagine the energy that we could make from me? I'd be burning for days.
Yeah,
days.
That would be good.
Like a pig on a spit rotating.
We'll have a bonfire.
That's not bad.
Just a bender that goes for 3 days.
Yeah, bring your own beer.
As a socialite over in the States, Mickey Easterling passed away at 83 years of age. She wanted to be present at her own funeral. She used to laugh about it quite a bit, Sarah, at parties. I want to be at my own funeral.
Of course.
So her daughter sat her up in a chair with a glass in her hand and a champagne, greeting mourners as they came to pay their respects at her funeral.
It's not bad.
No, it's a bit weird.
It's called embalming.
Oh,
well, that's
E-M-B-A-L-M-E-R-S.
First time
embalmers.
I've heard of it.
Extreme embalmers. So what you do, you can do this. It's becoming quite popular these days that if you want to be present at your own funeral, you tell them how you want to be presented,
yep.
And you can rock up. There was a jazz singer also in the States who wanted to be there as well in his old jazz hat, jazz hoot, and he had his guitar, and they put him up on a stand, and people could come up and get selfies with him at his own funeral.
That's not bad. Was there someone behind him on a guitar so you had music going?
There he is. He had his walking canes there. There he is. There's the family getting photos.
How does he stay propped up?
Oh, he's just got a rod up the back of his pants.
They had a couple of ferns. There's a trumpet there on the ground.
And what do you do about the I don't want to be gross, but the smell...
Oh, just perfume, Chanel
no,
number
what,
five.
What, see, that
bodies
stage...
start to smell a bit.
No, I don't think you're decomposing yet. You'd need to check the back of the strides, though, because that happens when you die.
Another guy who his favourite part of the week was poking out with the boys.
Yep.
Sarah.
No.
Here he is. Hasn't played a card.
So they propped him up.
What a poker face.
He's still alert.
They propped him up in his New York jacket and his New York hat.
Mm.
And he's got some cards in his hand. He's got his hand on the table. He's at the table with plenty of chips in front of him, which is quite funny because that's how he went out.
Yeah.
And anyone could go around and have a game of poker with the fella for one last time.
You're not really present at your own funeral, though, are you, if that's your wish? Because you want to do that. You want to be alive, wouldn't you? So you'd need to probably fake your own death.
See, but I... And then you know how it is a celebration of their life. And you know, like, your closest family and friends, you'd like to have one last night with them. Go out with style. So why couldn't you be present at the wake as well? Like Weekend at Bernie's, where someone just drags you along and that. But you've got your arm around one of your best mates or something and they're just propping you up at the bar. I think that's fine.
What happened to the old open casket? Why isn't that enough anymore?
Too weird.
Lean over. Hang on, how is that too weird to dress the dead body up in, you know...
Because that's weird, that's funny. Like, that's novelty. You're going, hey, this place is different. This party's different to any other party I've been to.
Yeah.
Where if you go open casket, I don't want to look at his dead face. He's got makeup on and stuff.
See, Whip, you strike me as someone who would actually like to be alive at your own funeral just to hear what everyone has to say.
Mm. To see, more importantly, to see who turns up.
Well, that's interesting.
And then still be in a position to go, hey, why didn't you ruck up on Wednesday? You knew it was 11 o'clock. I'm not dead. Got you. Why weren't you there?
We'd get a few people on Airtasker probably to rock up.
To mine, just bums on seats. Thanks, mate.
But see, if for us, at your funeral, Whip, it would be great to have you there at the bar, obviously not saying anything because you're gone.
Yeah.
Because we say this all the time, some of the best moments that we have with you... when you're fast asleep and you're not saying a word.
Good, that's good, mate. I mean, imagine MDG at Fitzy's funeral when we can play back all the Fitzy stitches of, you know, when we reflect on his career.
Oh, the air horn under the chair.
The air horn under the chair. He died. What a legend.
The rat in the box that you threw
so
at Georgie.
Funny gear. What a life well spent.
Or you could use me, get my finger, go around the back of someone, tap their shoulder on the other side, turn around, and they go, oh.
Always gets a laugh.
That's dead Fitzy.
He's been on the nose at the moment.
Gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, Fitzy and Whipper.